Alexa, turn on the studio track lights. Remus and Luna had a bit of a collision earlier when they both tried to leave at the same time out the back door at Warp Factor 8. And Remus came back in whimpering and holding one paw up, but he seems to be okay now. Yes, we worry about you though. You're a good dog. Cigarette. I think there's one in my window. How this one goes. Gotta keep going, and I gotta it's fun. The outro, which I'm thinking I am going to rewrite, because originally it was a religious song, and then of course Miley was not willing to make it forcing into one person's religion, because that would kind of make it no longer a positive person song. But it's obvious, like, if you go back and look at the original, then yeah, all the Jesus thumping, and then Miley's outro is just kind of like, get me out of this mess. Three lines and I'm done. And I don't know. I mean, I'm curious what it sounded like. You know, I'm guessing what happened was someone handed her a chord chart and she played it on guitar and sang it. And she was like, yeah, that'll work. But I have this mental image of her in the studio as not taking it too seriously because, you know, she grew up with it. Yeah, I don't know. Thank you. the deluge in the paper cup.
Thank you.
turns to the ocean. Thank you. Cause if you do, you can hear there are voices still burning across the years. And they're crying across the ocean, and they're crying across the land, and they will till we all come to understand. None of us are free. None of us are free. Mr. Buxton, on my way to a cattle run. Bless a little cactus desert under a hot, blistering sun. I stretched it down to my toenails, stopped to rest me on a stump. But I tell you, I just couldn't believe it when I saw that water pump. This is just not the usual pattern here. I took it to be a mirage at first, in a full of thirsty men. I saw a note stuck in a bacon powder can. No, I don't think I'm quite ready for that one yet. Should work on it though, because it's different in a way that's. It's interesting that I have all this time, but not set them. Oh, there it is. Okay. Something. Maybe I need a drummer. Oh, here we go. Here's a classic one. Remember when you were young, you shone like the sun. the steel booth. Come on, you target for faraway laughter. Come on, you strength. Come on, you stranger. Legend, water, and shun. It's not an easy song. Let's try one more time, though. I think probably part of my problem with that song is that I have more parts in my head than I have hands. One of these days I should try it on the multi-track, but it's a tricky one, so all right. Let's see if I can actually, you know what, I'm not gonna do that one right now. I am going to do, if I can find it. I don't know how I missed it, but there we go. Dead of night. need to print out some more lyrics to fill the second one, because I noticed all the Garth Brooks numbers, for example, have gone missing. Not to mention, there's a lot of Pink Floyd that I would like to at least take a stab at. Thank you. Alexa, what time is it? All right, in keeping with the Pink Floyd mood. So you think you can tell heaven from hell? Blue skies from pain, and you tell a green field, a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil. Did you think you could tell? Did they get you to trade your heroes for ghosts, hard ashes for trees, hard air for a cool breeze, cold comfort for cheese? Did you exchange a walk on board in the world for a negro in the cave? Just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl, year after year, running over the same old ground, and now we found the same old fear. Wish you were here. Just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl, year after year, running over the same old ground, and we found the same old fear. Wish you were here. Did that one from memory, maybe not quite right, but and as long as we're continuing on the Pink Floyd thrill, whatever. Hello, is there anybody? The basic facts. Can you show me where it hurts? There is no pain, you are receding. A distant smoke's on the horizon. Child, I had a fever. puzzle. I ain't done nothing since I woke up to it. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening and say they got nothing to say? That's probably enough.